was just something slipped, you know? What happened? This is what it was. It took me a while to figure it out. It starts with the same thing, Yone Hashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef is one of the Gdolei HaTorah of Polish Jewry before the war. And he has a statement which I think is it's very questionable. And that's what led me to a series of thought process which culminated in yesterday's shiur. Not the main part of the shiur, which is about Kinyan DeRabbanan, but the second to the main part, which is about the Sefer Shita of the Yoreim. I read you the words of the Sefer called Gilyoni Hashas and Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Okay? This is what he says. He says, Tosias the Kasha, Gezel Shevi Mitzvah Bavera, famous Kasha. He quotes the Achronim, Nafkemina Le Gezel Akal and Mandama de Mutter. Fine. Then he says, Matzasi b'shut goni b'asroi simen aleph b'tshuva achrona. That's from the Tosis Yontif back to the Bach. Name of the Ravio. Quote, v'shem avnei shedom el legezel v'aminam b'yushalmi d'psochim u'dechala. The psochim is a typo, d'chala, yushalmi d'chala. D'matza gzula osu l'varech aleha. Nichale l'shnuye shekonami t'agori akum. They bought it from non-Jewish merchants. Below Shiyotzim Yimashay Motzul Baalias Ha-Emoriim. A lot of typos here. Klai Yisrael came into the whole discussion. Klai Yisrael came into the Eretz Yisrael. There's a question of Chodosh, right? There's a question of Gezel, but they were Kona B'Kibush Mechamah. The Afal Gav says the Rav Yoh. Tichsiv Yachalt is called Amin. Mitzvah shiny or matzah shiny, end quote. Fine. The context of the Rav Yoh, it's in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, I looked it up, is milchama, kibush milchama. Okay? Then comes along of Yosef Engel and says, based on this, that fiel le mandam bat gezalak mutter mi v'yachalta, mikol makom hu dover maguna, le mitzvah mi estol chazi, I just don't think it's correct. It has nothing to do with Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is without Kibush Mechama. That's the whole Torah team I showed you yesterday. The context of the Rav Yoh is a Milchama, Kibush Mechama, when the Jews conquered Eretz Yisrael. There, in that situation, we can say, yes, Yachat, let's call Amin, because of Kibush Mechama. Still, it's not right to use the spoils of war for a mitzvah. They'd rather buy it, give cash from the Goyish merchants. Not that Gezel, that doesn't Gezel Akum here at all. That's what threw me off. And that's what I think that was the problem with the Torah Fesser Aim, which was in the other volume. That's why I didn't have it with me yesterday. It's in the volume Beis of the two set of the Aim and the Chasam Sofer. They, I think, explained the Aim in a way which is not what the Aim really had in mind. And I believe that he's explained the Rav Yoh, where the Rav Yoh didn't have in mind. So on two levels, I was Niyakotin arguing with the Gedolei Olam saying Pshat in somebody else. I'm not arguing with them. I'm saying the Pshat in somebody else. I'm arguing with the Gedolei Hashem's Pshat in the Rav Yoh, and the Chassam Sofer to offer them Pshat in the Arayim. So everyone follow me? So therefore, it comes out according to what I told you, that the Arayim is a unique Shita, which again I'm saying for the seventh time, we don't pass for that. It's important to know what a shita was, that he held that Gezel Akum. I thought he held that Gezel Akum is Sharia, even though he's not Issa Derabbanan. Yes, Geneva's Das is also, but Geneva's Das is only, as per the Gemara Chulin, that's exactly that you saw many examples in which you are demonstrating to him some kind of a favor, as if you did him some kind of a favor, and he really didn't do any kind of a favor. So that's what you're not supposed to be doing. You're fooling someone in that sense. But fooling someone in the sense of the Gemara and Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that's different. Why? You never said you're doing him a favor. You're basically duping him. So there is an expression in the Chasam Sof, which I also wanted to say a little bit difficult to justify that expression. Let me read it to you verbatim. It's the expression of the Chasam Sof, and I accept part and don't accept part. See in a minute what I'm driving at. Yes, I'm sorry.
Even the Urain Shito Kiasal Akum Bimotur, according to Rebbe, is the Makum Shein Chil Hashem, right?
100%. No, Chil Hashem is the worst thing in the world. Even Hashemas Aveda, it's clear in the Gemara, clear Psukim, Aveda Sachicha Lemaid Goy, if it's a possibility of Kiddush Hashem, you're required to do so. The famous story of Rav Shimon ben Shetach, that he purchased a donkey from a Goy, and by mistake, the Goy left a jewel somewhere in the donkey. So the students told him, you became a millionaire. He says, what do you think? I'm a barbarian. You put in this word for Kiddush Hashem. Gave back the jewel to the Goy, and the Goy exclaimed, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Whenever you have a chance to Kiddush Hashem, even if it's mutter without that, you're supposed to do the Kiddush Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem, Avadi can't do it. The Urim keeps emphasizing, no one's going to know about it. But Afal P. Cain, listen to me carefully, Afal, we don't pass in that way. Why don't we pass in that way? I said before, Shigamara, Kufit Gimel, and Beis, we pass in that V'yachal Das Kol Amim says Fakir that it's Usur. It's Usur. Unless it's Kibbush Melchama, as we saw in the Torah Tamima. But that's only a V'yachalta, which means you devoured, you took it by force. To take by force from a Goy is not allowed. So we pass in Aloch. In this, the Sefer Yireim would say, of course it's us, because that's the biggest Chil Hashem. He doesn't know about it. Just took it from him. Of course it's us. Was it us because of V'yachalta's Kol Amim, or us because of Chil Hashem? Either way, it's going to be us. All the cases in the Gemara are cases of a common Kufyut Gimel where, you know, he said, you know, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, end up with a few extra dollars in your pocket. Okay, so now the Tofas Re'im quotes a Chasam Sofer who says, and these are the words of the Chasam Sofer quoted by the Tofas Re'im there, I think it's in the Chasam Sofer, the same piece that we have downstairs on Daf Lamed, the Masech Tesukah, I think that's where he's quoting it from. He says, those cases are referring to situations as follows. Listen carefully, please. He says, "Shalokach beheter v'miyachol afkia v'chol inyan shari." That part I agree with. He took it was mutter. Why was it mutter? In my opinion, why it's mutter? He didn't take it by force. It was just a kind of a sleight of hand. But then, what the Chasam Sofer says over there, "Shalokach be'emes amanas l'shalem im yitveenu ha'akum v'leka yisuk zeilo." Now we know, as we said before, if the guy comes to Bezdin and demands it, you have to give it back. It's not yours. But come on. The Chasam Sofer really thought the guy planned to give it back? He expected the guy to find out? If the guy to find out, already a Shav Chil Hashem. He expected the guy would not find out. It's true, he has in the back of his head, he'll find out, of course I'm going to give it back. I can't keep it, it's not mine. But that's not the base of the Heter. No. No, that's not the base of the Heter. What if you didn't have that in mind? The base of the Heter is it's not Bechoska. It's not a violation of Yachal that's Kolama when Ein Mesurim B'Yachal when there's no war. That's the answer. That's the answer. Seems to me. Even if you wouldn't have in mind to pay back. Yes, you have to pay back, not to pay. You have to give it back. Because it's not yours. That's all what we said. It's not yours. You're not yours to have a minimum. That's how the whole D-Rave got started. Who happens if it gets lost? Have to pay? No. There's no ovation. It's exhaled by going. That's the Chasam Sofer himself is voting. At least you have to give back the object. But if it got lost, I don't think you have to pay for it. Oh, the Urim said, Lo tignovu, es nachta. Should be about Kari. This week's Parsha, we Yotzi Parsha again. It's Thursday. But now here we're here by Yotzi Parsha Shavua. Lo tignovu, es nachta. Lo tzachach, lo shagish bar miso. The answer is right. It's Yisur Geneva. But you know, my Rebbe used to say that we always think Geneva and Gzela is that Geneva is surreptitious, and Gzela is, you know, in your face. That's what's called in the Farshim. But he used to say from his grandfather, Chaim, there's a much more nuanced and fundamental distinction, which is not unrelated to this completely. It says by Geneva, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish. He used to call it L'kicha m'reshus ha'bailim. You're taking it from his house. If you don't take it from his house, it's not Ganeva. It's just not. What is it? Going to Benaganov. Going to Benaganov, you know, is Potter Mikefa, right? You never know. Let's say it's mutter. Oh, you have a gonim and a ganav. Let's say gonim and ganav is mutter. Who says mutter? Gonim and a ganav is awesome. Right? No kefir. That's a push up shot. Carrying up to pay. Not kefir. If it happens to be the original comes from a goy, then it could be that gonim and a ganav is not a violation of the Lotik Novum. And it could be those cases of a comic if you gimel. In none of those cases, you take anything from his house. Although you saw the case of the funny cases, he's measuring out this, he's measuring out that, there's wood, there's trees, this thing, it's that thing. Funny kinds of cases over there. I hope you saw those cases. None of them rises to the level of Geneva. So it's true, Lotik Novu applies to a guy. Even Geneva's Das applies to a guy. But Lotik Novu means you're taking from his house. Geneva's Das means you're showing him you're doing him a favor, you're not really doing him a favor. All these cases fall between the cracks. They fall between the cracks. It's not. It's just not. And therefore, it seems to me, that's the correct shot in the Urayim. Adkan, just a brief summation. I just wanted to show you where the fourth line was, and that the only Hashas, because he's the one who explains Pshat in the Rav Yoh, that he's Mimata Gezalak and Chas V'Shalom. So my Kibush Melchama. That's the case. Kain Nerali. And therefore, the Pshat in the Urayim, again, the Gedolei Olam thought he couldn't possibly have said that it's Mutter, but he said it's Mutter. We don't pass like him for the eighth time. But he said it. And there was a Tana who did say it. Why should we be cover-ups? Such a Tana says it. I said, Fakert, I'm a Machmir. I said, even the Tana who said it, anonymously, notice, Tana Kama, you can put a name to them, they'll bad mouth him, it's Manazem. The Tana, anonymous Tana Kama, who said, the Gezel Akam is Mutter, he only said it the same as Oshek is Mutter. And Oshek, when it says it's Mutter, doesn't mean it's Mutter, it's yours. All it means is, you're not obligated to pay it back, but it's really he can take it from you in Bezin or by force. It's his. So Adarab, I'm a machmir. Even the mandamah says Gezel Akam is Mutter, it doesn't mean it belongs to you, because it's derived similar to Oshek. And for FYI, the Rambam paskins that Oshek Minagoy is also Minatorah against the Kesef Mishnah. Aye, against the Gemara. That's a long story why it's not against the Gemara Babakam. The Gemara Babakam is Beferish, as we saw it. Zela also, of course, also is mutter. Yeah, but according to the Rambam, it's not really the case. Allah, we're not going to the problem right now. It's too far afield. The Rambam passes against the Rambam. Parash the Mechab is against the Rambam. Yosef Kari seems to be going against the Rambam in that context. There's many ramifications, but enough. Just wanted to finish up some of the loose ends from yesterday. Now, today's shiur, we'll focus primarily on getting back to basics in Mishnah Berurah, because we went a far afield, and we'll see how these things go. See a pack of svarim. We'll see how they go back to other inyanim as well. So please open your Mishnah Berurah, if you don't mind. We'll start with Sivkot and Lamed Ches. Torf Resh Nun Ches. We're going to go start at the end, and if you have a chance, go back to the middle as well. End is the last three sifrim, which we haven't really touched too much. Siv Zayin. You know what? Let's start to Siv Tes. Go backwards. Because right. This is the last we saw yesterday, if you remember in the rush. Mashinogim b'mokom she'en esrik matzui. She'kol ha'kol konim b'esrik b'shutfus. Ha'tamim ne'e she'kema she'kena'u l'shlatzis bo. V'stoma ha'vekilu pirshu she'kol ha'kol nosim chalkom chalmi she'not l'latzis bo amenas she'chazirul lahem. Right? That's what we saw. Sorry. Tur b'shem ha'rashbam. If you are Rosh, Paragim of the Sukkah. That's what it says in the Iber HaGolim. Okay. That's what it says. Comes along the Shari Tshuva with some fascinating discussions. It's a little bit off our topic, but it's fascinating. Take a look. Ayin Shari Knesset Gdolim. Mishiyesh Lo Esrik, Chai Lidin HaMakol. Why? Why should I do this? I have my own Esrik. Why should I chip into the community, Esrik? Bruke Yosef, Shemeliyar Docha Dvarov. Achim Bruke Yosef, Sova Shechayim Vizu Kekol Torkei Tzibur. Rabbi Yosef, he says in Choshen Mishpat, believes Kuf Sama Gimel, that a person is required to contribute to the community chest any communal needs, even if he himself doesn't need them. That's why, if it's a mikveh in town, even though the person is unmarried or his wife is too old to use the mikveh, you have to pay anyway, based upon your financial net worth, lefi mamon, pshuta. And that's why, in my opinion, if this, you don't have organized communities, but in place where they are organized, and some Hasidic communities are still that way organized, and the only other place we're talking about is the Eretz Yisrael, which is the thing called the government, that you pay for schools not based on how many children you have in the school, based on your net worth. That would solve the tuition crisis in a snap. No such thing as tuition. The whole concept of tuition is mufrich meikara in principle. There's a Talmud of mine, his name is Yossi Prager. He runs something called Avichai. He printed this in Jewish Action a few years back. What do you mean? We ask favors of the Gevirim to support the schools. That's their obligation. The parents should have no money, should be let off the hook. You know how many crises are caused by the tuition problems? Crises that people are going broke. Crises that people are having fewer children than they would otherwise have because they can't afford the tuition. It's a churban. It's all because, what I just said, you have to give the money based on what you have, even if you're at the present time not utilizing the facilities of the Tzarchei Tzibah. Of course, the problem is with the whole system broke down. What's community? We're community. I live in Riverdale. My kids go to school in New Jersey and Manhattan. What community? That's the problem. That's why the system doesn't work. But in principle, it works. That's important. Back to the Shari Tshuva. Some Goni Basroi say, the Chili, the Machzal Lefim Oven, or Machzal Lefim Nefoshes. That's a classic way to define things. You pay a per capita half, and the other half based upon net worth. If you're near the chor, the gam chain of a year, highly than a maksa. If you're not in town, you're not going to use the estrog. You're not even in town. You went away for yontif. Doesn't matter. Shari time at the maharil, fisha govel the fimamin. The maharil is the one who says govel the fimamin. The kemen shenema shechay maksa the fina fashis. Af the lesser be year, sorach li den maksa. Koshken if he does have a Yosef, have a cold tzorchei tzibur. As cold tzorchei tzibur are used the all year long, a mikvah, a school. Here it's only used for 1 week. That's where it may be different if you're out of town, but even if you're in town. This is a fascinating discussion here in the Shari Tshuva. The Yanti, the Rabba, Varisi, Shekosef Gamkem, Shemimokum, Shenog, Lita Nechati, Lefi, Nefoshes, Mashma, Dechayav, Lita Nechati, after Lesser Be'ir. But then I look and go, Nebas Roy, quotes the Bach. There it says, according to the Ma'aril, Av shet sorach litan machzal lefin nefoshes mikomakom mishein ha-ba'ir and lechai v'klal. Why? It's not a constant chiv, it's only for that 1 week. For that 1 week, you're not a ben-ir. Period. What about a woman? Women are not chayv and abramin. Everyone knows that. It's van grama. It's the next sugya. Isha, the Mishnah, not for membeis. What's the next? Anyone finish my Makomashi yet, by the way? Almost finished? Almost. Okay, we'll give it a new one soon. That's going to start with Isha. With Isha, Shemachneses Atzma, Lechiyu, Mitzvah, Levarech, Havet B'chal Hidr Mitzvah, Utsricha, Liten, the also Chelik, Shagov, and the Fimamim. Why? Havel also in the Finish Foshes, the Ptura. Fascinating. He's saying, whatever is an absolute need is the Finish Foshes. The Poskim say, to protect you. You need to have to hire a police squad to protect you. Like they have in South Africa, the killer hire to protect. They can't trust the government. They have their own security. Everyone has to pay. I have no money. But yeah, but you only can't you die. Everyone has to kick in. You can't. You have nothing. But in principle, you're chayv. Whatever's a hidur above and beyond is absolutely needed. That's the fimamim. So for the basic shul, four walls, everyone has to have a shul. The fee is in the fushes aspect. But to make the shul beautiful, gorgeous, I'm not against it. That's a few moments. Same thing over here. That's what the Shari Tshuva is basically saying over here. Good. Rabbosai, everyone following over here, this is a very important yisod. It goes beyond Lulav and Estrik, but it's important to see it here because here is where the place where it is in fact found. Now watch this. Another principle which goes beyond Lulav and Estrik. Let's take a look on the Rambam. The Golan Mos Estrik a few moments. The Hidu Mitzvah Munach Tveil Hashir Melanim, as I just told you. Fisha Ptura Milita Mimos Esther Kovi and Achayev as well. Okay, fine. For Holodim Mishtana Viev Izoras Mimitzvah Liklos Esther Vilu Mitlavad Gelakayim HaMitzvah Kitikuna. On your own, says the Mishnah Berurah Membeis. Kirova Ola Mem Yodim Dahakosla Chavre. We spoke about this a little while ago. For all that is Ninuim Kilchosan. Afilu Chal Yom Mishnah Bishabis. Etan HaMitzvah Hasei Yevshel Shuv Lakayim. Here's a great question. His own. Uvir acheres ein lem klal. And we'd call it an ethical problem today, because people call it ethics, which is, it's by us, it's a halachic problem. Halacha includes ethics. What do? You have your own esrik. Aside from the key, your keel has an esrik and you have an esrik. Down the road is a keel and they have nothing. Should I say, oh, well, I want my own esrik? So they want to be mekayem the mitzvah next town. Says the Mishnah, no. Mutav shishalchenu l'sham v'yivarach al shalkol ken kozav v'magan avrav m'shem at the Moshe. Look at that. Amazing. Should give up you spent money on your esrik, should give it up to the next town, so they can be mezaka, a town of 100 people, for the mitzvah d'oraisa of and the rabbanim that have 7 days, 6 days. It's only six because it's always a Shabbos. 6 days of the mitzvah one d'oraisa in most years, and five the rabbanim. Once in a while, six the rabbanim. This first day of Shabbos, right? Right, and you don't have it. You're yotzei on the with the esrik shel kol. Says the machzor shekel. The bezman hazeh the rov povim achar avorei zayomim meacharei. They rov mishmish meyodim. Esrik shel kol miskalkel. Emsha maybe ain't sorok lishloach lechaver esrik shelo ad kan lashonis. That's a maybe. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sveik yochol dios rakal shayomim. The biyom rishin ain't a matzul kach shiskalkel. Assuming he can get it to the other kilo on Yontif. I don't know what that means. You probably have to send it before Yontif. The last line I don't fully understand in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't mean you have to send it down the road before Yontif. I'm just curious, what exactly did the Mishnah Berurah mean? I don't understand exactly what he meant. I'm not exactly sure what he meant. In any event, but the principle, we understand. Where else do you find this principle? So you get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah, Efsha, right? You do, Efsha you don't. Okay? Efsha you do, Efsha you don't. But he says, after the first day, so you should send it, because you certainly will fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? Fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, you certainly will fulfill. There are bonus, and you have to send it, if you're taking a chance, that you will never have the d'rabbanan, so they can have the d'oraisa. That's the impression. Where else do you see this concept? Someone else's mitzvah is more important than your heathen mitzvah. Where do you find such a thing? Where do you find such a thing? Such a concept. Someone else's mitzvah is more important than your heathen mitzvah. Where do you have such a concept? Anybody? Chanukah, very good. Chanukah. So in Chanukah, I'll show you in a minute where to find it. The same exact conundrum exists. But let's, before we get there, look at the Shari Tshuva at the beginning of Sivkata and Yud Beis. So now we did Yud Aleph, we did the Yud Beis at the beginning. Ayin Shem Beis Yaakov, the Liyokar Ador B'Kfar, Ein B'Chuyim Lahalvos. Av Shiyichol Avarach B'Yir Al Esrik Shel Chaveiro, and Chivol L'Shalcha, Achidish Nifla. The Beis Yaakov says, for a whole community down the road, you have to give up your Esrik. For a Yochid, you don't. Eli Rabbah says, wrong. You have to give it even for one person. Strange concept. Erev Tavshilin, the Rav is supposed to be mazaka the oilim with his erev. That's what I say every year. We had Erev Tavshilin just now. Last day is Pesach. So I gave the matu and the egg to someone down the hall. You required for everybody in town. It says the Mishnah Berurah, and that only works for someone who wasn't a posheya. So the posheya, it's small. Dama barosha. Sending over here that the Elni Rabbi says you have to give it over to somebody else unless he's a posheya. He's a posheya. What does a posheya mean? I assume posheya means that he could have easily gotten an esrik. He didn't bother. I'm a chiyuv to give him my esrik. He didn't bother. So it's interesting about saying that Bikuri Yaakov takes it a step further. Just imagine the following scenario. I went to get an esrik. Oh, what an esrik. Oh, wow. This is the most beautiful esrik. I look at the esrik of the kehillah. Kosher. My esrik is much more beautiful than the kehillah's esrik. What's it in that kind of a case? Down the road, there is no esrik. Must I give my mehudar esrik down the road and use the kehillah's esrik? Or say, no, I'm not mechiv to do that. Says the Bikur Yaakov. Read what it says. Now the rabbi says, even for Yochid, you still have to send it in. should be poshel by erev tanshilin. That's what he quotes over here. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifcha Falaf, Mashakot Zav Azeh. Let's take a look. The beautiful footnotes on the Bikur Yaakov, look in the Aruch HaShulchan, end of Sifcha Falaf. I think it's good to have a look. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? What does it say? Book of Avraham. Mishiyesim if neyatzma be'ir acheres en klal esrog mutav shiyezakas harav v'yishlach lehem shalo hu yibarach ha'shal tzibur. Shari tshuva af bishul yochid hadar b'kfar ha'shem l'esrog yasakein. V'lo shomani mishiyasakein. Tibizmaneinu kol echad yochol ha'asik esrog im shu b'yoker. U'mekom gol hu yeshu b'mitziyas. Mashal hoya kein b'dor shal lefaneinu. The oldness, he just couldn't get it. Couldn't get it. Today, he can get it. So why should I have to give it to you? I don't think we're going to afford that price. But look at the Bikur Yaakov is saying. Watch this. Im also shall call kosher medina, avlo lechol aposkin. But also shall lo kosher lechol hashitas, en emochuyim l'shloch shalo l'acherim v'shvarachol shal kol. En om l'chatev v'shvarachavach, I want to have my everything which is kosher lechol hadeis. Avo! If Gamosa shall I call kosher the cholashitas, rak shalo yehoda yoseh, beauty has no limit. Then yeshlomar ikar a mitzvah shal acherim odif mehita mitzvah shalo v'yishlach. Can you imagine that? You know what I would advise him? Go to the shamish. So listen, I'll make you a flip. I'll give you my mehuda digeresri. You give me the kosher esrog. I'll send the kosher esrog down the road. It's plain logic. Why should anyone not want to do that? But he says, if that can't be done for whatever reason, you have to give your mehuda away and be yotze with the kol. This is obviously a question which is not limited to laws of esrog or bosai. The Shari Tshuva says, look what I wrote in Simon Yudalid, Minyan Talis. With respect to Matalis. What did he write with respect to Matalis? The Beis Yaakov Lishitoso says, you're not required to send your talis to someone down the road. And you'll make a broch on a borrowed talis. I thought we passed like the Eli Rabba against the Beis Yaakov. And the Mishnebrua passed on Yilchus Chanukah. Open the Mishnebrua. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Sifkot and Vov. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Rabosai. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Sifkot and Vov. That just didn't work. Do it this way. Hilchos Chanukah. What the Mishnebrua is saying is that this could in theory happen. Again, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, these things don't happen nowadays, but in theory, in principle, look, Mi she'en lo shemen harbe, etc. Mi she'esh lo shemen b'tzimtzum, al kol shmona yamin, ulechaveru en lo klum, mutam shi'ad b'chol layla echad, v'yitna mechaveru. The Medina and Tzorech Ala Echad. Oh, wow. Wow. You know what's going on? Can you imagine the Bisman Azeh? I have plenty of candles, but my friend has none. I should light one candle a day, be Mevater on the Mahajan bin a Mahajan, so my friend can be Yotzer Din. Wow. Yes, sir. I would say it's a Chiyuv. You want to call it an ethical Chiyuv? It's right, it's Roy. I have a problem, Rabosai. Here, the Mishnebrua paskins this way, so I think he should paskin this way. Yet, back in Simon Yudalit, Hilchos Tzitzis, I was very surprised to see be halacha close to Beis Yaakov. I don't understand that. Pasha, he passes against it. That's why he has to put it on the Marma Kamos. I'm a little bit perplexed. In Muta Mechuyev Adam Lahashal Talas Lahol Mishav Dar B'Kfar Deshi Yitzdarach Lishal Talas Mechayim Iro Pasuk B'Chivas Beis Yaakov Ein Mechuyev Lash Tisal Lachem Yivarach Al Talas Shulu. I don't understand it. The Beis Yaakov L'Shitaso that we have over here by the Lulav only for a whole city, not for an individual. El Yorah Pasuk Fakert even for an individual, and that's the Mishav Ruz talking by Chanukah B'Pashtus. So I don't fully understand it. I don't know if I get it. Okay. Rebbe Osai. Fine. Weiter. Yeah.
I don't know what to do about Talis, but could it be that Talis Shagula is a different, in mine doesn't even work? I don't know, like.
No, we spoke about it. That was about Kor Chaim, which I see returned. Thank you. Whoever knows it by heart with all the footnotes by now. But you can be Yotzen. Yeah, wait, be Yotzen. Rebbe Osai, we discussed a little bit the riff. The Rif said, you're not Yotze with a talis with a Arba Minu Shal Shudfim. Okay, let's see it again inside. We'll read it in the Rush. It's easy to read it in the Rush. It's the bold print of the last line of page Lamed. It's coming to Rif. Okay, what's the case? He quotes Baba Basra, Tfusus Abayis. If you can't eat it, you're not yotze. Shma mina, tahani beitrei dizvini luliva b'shutfis lo nafki yidei tchomasaya v'yamakama adiyavich adachavi monta delay v'lo lo nafik. Enough in a riff. Doesn't work. Fine. Wait a second. On the other place where you are yotze b'shutfis, turn to the, I ask you to Tosfos, chav zayin amud beis. I both say turn back to chav zayin amud beis. A little flashback. Chav Zayinim and Beitz. Kol Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. So we can have one sukkah for everybody. Whoa. Okay. So, Tosfos says, it says, L'cha, Lemuta the Shutfin Mashma. You see in Chulundaf Kuflam and Vav, Truva Vachala Peya Vetuva the Kachoshev Hosom. I feel the Estrik Nami, the Sibbe Lachem Losh and Rabbim, Amina Beish Nochlin, Akan Shakon Estrik with Trusa Bais Nutla Echame and Yotzebo, Yochel Ochel Kon, the Eka Estrik, Yotzebo, the Cholechan Vachad Yotzeb and Lavla Yotzeb, to Lachem Mashma Sheikh Kula Shalom, as the Riff said, Velo Mixasa. Oh, Velo Dami, the Big Dechem, Variso Sechem, the Trumo Sechem. In Chulin, they shall shurfin bichlal. It's different. Aye. Tosis thinks the difference is lecha and lochem. Frek Tosis, but here it says lochem. Or the chsiv lochem, losh and rabbin. Should he boil the mikta, but the kaptam, losh and rabbin, the darshin of a perk luva rova. Shayti, the kiro lechalechal viach, we had to know perk two. Umabina and suk achaz chol yisrael, shmamina. Lodash the Cholam Mut Eshula Mukmi Lodam Mut Exula. The Kitz and Nimitz is what it says. Miu Kosh. Kavit Sitz is Marbina the Shutfin Mitzvah Vigdehem Umatin and Shula Mitzvah Ksuscha Kain Hocha Nami the Rosh Hachi. There's a big problem. So Tosis is going back and forth with the various drushes when Shutfin is good, when Shutfin is no good. It's not completely clear. Within Shitas HaTosfos. Some want to say as follows. In these three cases, it's again quoted for the Minchas Baruch. I still don't have it yet. You're supposed to get it for me. The Minchas Baruch. You have a chance? If we have it. Quotes like this. What are these big three? Listen carefully. What are the three? They're all long words. Big Dechem, Ariso Sechem, Trumo Sechem. Says the Minchas Baruch, all these three, there's no personalized chiyuv. I'm not mechuyev to knead dough to make challah. I'm not mechuyev to wear a four-cornered garment to put on tzitzis. I'm not mechuyev to have a field to grow grain to make give truma. So therefore, you can't say that what? That the lachem is l'chayev kol echad v'yechad. So therefore, by definition, it's mamash al shutfim. By ulekachtem lachem, where it's a personal chiyuv, it's a chiyuv l'chol echad v'yechad. So it's not mamash shutfim. That's it's giving a lumdus as to why the difference between those three lachems and lulav. That being the case, the nafkamina. So what's the last mitzvah in the Torah? 6:13. As well, what's the pasuk? Vato kisvu lachem es hashir azos. Nu, what about ham shutfim? It's expensive, right? Say Vato shutfim. He says, no, you're not yotze. I lachem. No, that's a chiyuv. It's like lekachtam lachem. Lecholecha v'yachad. It's not like these other three, which are not chiyuv. That adkan the words of the Minchas Baruch in this important sugya.
That's a drush on the Gemara lachem.
There's no drush at all. There's kiss for lachem, but there's no drush. He wants to know, but in shutfit, there's nowhere in Shas to discuss. He says no good. It's like more like lulav than like the other three. The other three are not personal obligations. That's what he suggests. And the post can talk about it. We saw Rabbi Victor Katz. We saw in Shuvah Sirach disagrees with the Rif and says shutfit is good if you acquired it to for the purpose of a mitzvah, as it says. He quotes it. L'kachta l'chem. Stam shutfim no. Stam shutfim no. Fret the kapas tamarim. Can I show you kapas tamarim? We have it, right, don't we?
Oh, we should.
We do. Yeah. We have kapas tamarim. We haven't seen it for a while. One of the classical svarim. Ah, kapas tamarim, so holy. Lachem, Rabim. Oh, Shvira gone. Rabbi says Shutfim, okay? Avig the Katz, right? Tashini, he quotes it verbatim. Tashini Lachem, the Rabbi says Shutfim, as it says in other places. The Rabbi Yehuda Katz Tumur Beinai. The wrote to Lidrash Ben Apostle the Shutfim Shekon Rasul Lassu Bo Yotzim Bo Minich Sivu Lekachtam Lachem Lohit Dira Kosta Vishal Shutfim Ela Vishutfim Shal Lachu Lotzim Spoke Lech Sivu Lekachtam Lachem Verosu Lefar Shal Lekachtam Lashon Kineo Mekach Where it says Vila Kicha the Mitzvah Hakosta Medaber Vila Kol Lachem Avila Kicha Osa Lechor Alo Mikir Lachem Zevada Yeno The Pirish Shal Lekachtam Eno Ala Kineo And the pirush of the kachdim while mitzvahs netilas lulav, rebbeinu shel olam. If you divvy Rabbi Victor, the pirush of the kachdim while akniya can ikar a mitzvah the netilas lulav lo nizkor because of what? How can it be? What's the translation of the kachdim? You have the chumash. You have that. We have that. We have that little blue chumash. It has an English translation. How's Rabbi Hartz called? Rabbi Stone, how does he translate Lakakta? Someone took it, you see? Someone didn't want to see how the translation is. But Lakakta should mean you will take in your hand, not you will purchase. That's a kapas tomorrow's kasha against. Wow. Can't find it. Yeah. This is the kasha. It's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. So the Chasam Sofer got stuck with this kasha. What happened to him? Got stuck with this kasha. He said something which, yes?
Just
repeat
the kasha.
Repeat the kasha?
Yeah.
I dare you to translate the Bible. Right? It's next week's parasha. You have the whole week to figure it out. Ulekachta lachem ayam rishon. Can you please pray tell. Translate the word ulakachta. So I thought, l'kicha l'chalecha v'yachad means everyone has to put it in his hand. I can say, oh, my brother will take it from me. My friend will take it from me. No. Everyone has to take it in his own hand. But the way the Rabbi Victor interpreted l'kachta means he will buy it. L'kachtem, you'll buy it together. That's a gewaldige kasha. He's mistranslating a pasuk and chumash. That's a tremendous kash. He says like this. I'll say, do me a favor, put on tefillin for me today. Well, that's ridiculous. The Tosfos Ritz says in Kedushin, you can't make a shliach, put on my tefillin. That's the tefillin on my hand, not on your hand. The lulav has to be in my hand, not in your hand. Right? That doesn't work. Doesn't work. Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen. Okay. Nearly Kavanoso. Watch this. He's trying to say Pshat and Rabbi the Kohen. As the Rashbam said, sure said priates Hadrichem. Are we so say Chem? Right? Yeah. Doesn't say that. Shmami no. Shunt from Shoya Kvarbi Asrik. Ain't Yosei Chavasabo. Ach Shunt from Belekicha the Mitzvah Shom. Nemalachem Heim Yotzimbo. What's the Pshat? Esther the Shutvin Pasul Mashim Chel Koshachavero Davishol. Look what he says. Avlam Loku Rak Lemitzah Daitam Shiyitin Kolechad Chelka B'Matonam Arasach Zira Lav Yotzebo. Ubekapas Thron Niskashim Advar Vayin Shom. You know what he did? He eviscerated Rabbi Avigdor. He saved him by eviscerating him, by saying he never meant it. Didn't mean Yotzeb Shal Shutvus. He meant, if you buy it, the Shutvus, you mean the Rashbam Shtik. Okay. That's what he meant. There's not, but, okay. There's no machlokes. Okay. Okay. What's the riot that he can't be yotze b'shutfus? From katan. No problem with katan. What's the problem? Give him a piece. Give him a half. Kota chasam sova comes out more or less the same as an esrog hakol. Right? That's what he's saying. We bought it. We obviously mean this. We mean this. What do you do with the problem of Breira, Abosai? What is the problem of Breira? Yes, sir?
By a cousin, is the Kenyan, the full Kenyan, not the national person?
No, I'll give him half. I'll have an Esther. Hey, my dear son, I'm giving you half the Esther.
Well, I was saying maybe a Gavur. So the Gavur doesn't say it.
So why not? The Seashore does no good. That's exactly what he's saying. So the Chasam Sofer gave away the soul. You're right. It's really no good. What he meant was this. Did he mean it or not? I don't think he meant it, but he got stuck. The Ritva, I asked you to see, and the Maharam HaKadosh discusses this a little bit on that Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Mem Aleph Mem Beis, Rav Osai, in Ritva. He says something which I don't fully understand, but maybe the Talmid will be able to explain it to me. Okay. Let me show it to you on the screen. Anyone has a written with you right now? Where are we up to over here? Let me show them. Says. Okay, watch this. Uve inyan esrog shalachu shnayim b'shituf. Our case. Kosi rishon uzal she'enechem yotzim bo b'yom rishon. Ad shiklim yichaveh chalko. Because before she gemara. Chedas mori hara. That's the ra'o. But v'anochon b'enach yivimori harashbo. He had two rabbis. What do we have two rabbis? They argue with each other every day. They were on the Rashba. They had problems. Every day they argued. The whole Bedek Abayas with the Torah Abayas with the Mishpah. Oh. He thinks the Rashba's right. The Kaman should start for Bola Das Kane. Yesh Breiro Ledivri Hakol. The Ain't Sorok Laknoz Chaveiro. What does that mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? What do words mean? I'm asking you a question. We pass him with the Raisa and Breira. was the man's bear? Two words? Retroactive clarification. Because when we bought it, so we say, oh, if you hold the Eshbera, when the money was given to a farmer to buy the Esrin. So at that moment, right, Erev Sukkos, we gave him the money, so it's going to be retroactively clarified that at 10 o'clock I bought it, at 10:01 you bought it, at 10:02 you bought it, at 10:03 you bought it. Right? Why? We paskin b'daraisa and Brera. What's going on over here? Why should this be? Why should it be? Quotes his Rebbe the Rashba. Where? The Rashba wrote it in Baba Basra. He wrote it in this Chuvis. Why? I don't really understand. And beyond that, why is it impossible? Give them my time and ask the house here. That's exactly what we saw earlier. That's what the Rashbam said. You met them, I told him, Master Hafzir, in effect. Didn't we saw that? Didn't we do Rosh say that? That was given to everybody else. Not retroactively. I don't fully understand it. Interestingly, they point out over here in the footnotes that the Rashba and the Ritva said these things in Bava Basra as well. And in Bava Basra, he quotes it, Shor HaChaim. Boria Rashba said that what's the pshat? Shekonin kol hakol b'daiklim yeshenos kol echad chelko l'chaveh ma'as ha'avzir v'en tzorok l'ato lomro b'kol echad l'chaveh. Oh, a cop-out, not Brera. Maybe the Rashi himself chickened out, because it does say in the tshuva la locha v'lo l'maisa. Quotes over here in the footnote number 56, I guess we're going to see. The Rashi had this bold notion, which you don't fully understand, that when it's impossible otherwise, everyone agrees yes, Brera. I don't understand why it should be so, and I don't see why it's impossible over here. Maybe backed out at the end la locha l'maisa. But doesn't look so sinister over here. Then he says in footnote, it's going to be the footnote numbers. Footnote number 52. Okay, he quotes as follows. Did the Ritva write? Pirish Matana Gemurah L'Shaita V'Karina Be'Lachem V'Amanas T'Hachzik K'Shatunoyim Be'Almohu. What do you mean by L'Shaita? You mean the Tzotz? Go back to the Tzotz again. L'Shaita means it's only Matana Gemurah for a certain amount of time. How can that be? But the Ritva says Be'Farish, you have to give it back with a hakna. Remember, even the Tzotzim didn't do Ritva against him. Remember, he said the Russians against me, the Ritva's against me, but I'm saying anyway. That was the Tzotzim's point a couple days ago. Here it sounds like the Ritva's like him. I don't know. The kids are about to say, let's open up the Magen Avraham and see what it says. Tofresh Nun Ches. Tafresh Nun Ches. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Or maybe it's Yud with an asterisk. Ever see an asterisk in the Magen Avraham? Tafresh Nun Ches. Sif Katan Yud asterisk. Okay? What did it say in the Mechaber? The Mechaber said in Sif Zayin, let's read together Sif Zayin. Shutfin. This is in effect the Chassam Sofer's version of Rabbeinu Avigdor. He quotes it from Rav Magish and Rashba in the Tshuva. Okay, so not because of Yesh Brera. What does it say in the Magen Avraham Yud? The Yesh Brera. That's the opposite of what you saw. Right? It's not Brera. But the Magen Avraham says it's not based upon Brera. Uvetshuva omakein lalocha v'lo l'maisa. L'chein nirali sh'tov l'hachris sh'yitin kolechat chalko l'chaveh b'matana. Ki b'simen rachav yesh harbe deyes b'zeh. Wow-wee. So it's not clear. The bottom line, is it Breira or is it not Breira? Not Breira. I don't know. So the Chasam Sofer, here, again, the same Lishitoso. You have a Chasam Sofer? I have it in my altar. You have it at the bottom? Should have it. Kavachoma, he had yesterday under Mickey Megan, which no one else had. Shazoo, I saw mine was printed many years before. That's why I didn't have your Kivega, Johannesburg. Although this is a new version of it. The one I had with came was old from Tufshin Samach Beis. Yeah, it says it still says Tufshin Samach Beis. This looks like it was reprinted, but they never updated it. Anyway, right there. Shazoo, I mean the Chasam Sofer. Shazoo, I saw he shall zeh guf amanas lahachzir. He says, one for one now is not lechem. I still don't understand if you shouldn't even need Breira. To me, it's a little bit confusing. Okay, that finishes part one of today's shiur. Part two, talk a little bit about the concept of lechem in a broader sense. Rabosai, open to the Gemara, Naflam and Heyam and Aleph. This is all the Mar Makamis, we'll cover as much as we can. Lam and Heyam and Aleph. We skipped it over last time because it wasn't our Indian yet. I told you we'd try to come back to it. Okay? Now, pay up my Chavis. What does the Gemara say, Naflam and Heyam and Aleph? It starts off by saying, Esu Shalashera, Chitusu Mechlashir. Okay, fine. Orla, Machlekas. Rab Chia bar Avin and Rav Asi. Chana malvi she'en ba'et ha'rachila. Chana malvi she'en ba'din mamin. So Gemara thinks they each deny the other. Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Rav Truma Tumeya. Right? No, ba'et ha'rachila, but has din mamin. Mesika ta'as tam shilo. Hello, everyone agrees after ba'et ha'rachila. The question is, din mamin as well. Okay, now Rav Osai, that's the Shaila. Rav Yifa for Orla. Orla itself, Tosha said, points out over here, it can't be for Orla. Can't be. Why not? Because Orla is Chetusim Mechla Shira. Can't be. He says, you know, doesn't mean Orla, Nafkamina for Maisa Shani, Kidamaskinon. The big Nafkamina for Maisa Shani, which is not burned. Okay? Fine. That's what Tosha amends it somewhat in this situation. It says, Heter Achila, yes. No, then moment if I'm like a mayor, Master Shani Mamma Gavoa. So Gemara says, see the Gemara? Gemara says, Esther Master Shani towards the end, the Dibra Mayor, you know, the Yotzebo, the Chavoso, Yotzebo, the Chacham, Yotzebo. Okay, Shine. That's the Machloikas. That's Rav Asi. He holds Din Mamma. Okay, Rav Asi Din Mamma. Rashi explains, Tis Tan, Rav Asi, Yud, Dama, Lefin Shema, Din Mamma. Namika, Heter Achila, Din Mamma, Name Beinon. Show Maisa the Rabbi Meir Apostle, even though there is a Heter Achil, because you know you can eat Maisa Shein and you will Shalayim. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Fine. Let's turn Rabbi Osai to the Baal HaMor. It's page Mem Zayin in our print. Mem Zayin in our print. Yud Zayin and Aleph in the old print. Okay, it's on the right of the Mar Makomis. I hope everyone got this second section. Everyone should have gotten there by now. Okay? Says the Halig of Baal HaMor. V'shaminan mino de esrik shal orla shal posel v'shem de enba lo heter achile lo heter mamon lo shono ele yom b'yom tov rishin ava b'yom tov sheni kev lo bina lachem malonu v'meno lo heter achile lo heter mamon. You see, it's all a problem that on the first day. So I said, Baal HaMor, makes perfect sense, right? Well, does everyone agree with him? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Raivad did. What did the Raivad say? Lo mechur v'hai milsa. Do tru matmeh v'olim and anitztrofimein. Mechta shirayim. Okay, that's a technical objection. But the Ramban is a much more fundamental objection. Back earlier, it's either tetzvav or aleph, or page Mem Aleph. So the Ramban argues with this Baal HaMor. Look what he's saying. Haino hano. And it says in Pesachim Chaf Aleph. Now the chametz of Pesach she'osu ba'ano she'nema lo yechol chametz lo yebo heter achila. The kevin she'osu ba'ano l'sfeifu ketusim mech l'shirut. The rabbi said, Yeshom. Oh, the vaday or l'ketusim mech l'shirut. Avol zeshom b'gemar l'fishem heter achila. Chedin mamel lo'ma af min hashem hazeh heim nifsolin heter achila v'din mamel motzin osu v'mashem ha'kosav l'chem. Nafkemil ma'aser sheni b'yushalayim. As Tosu said. Beyond the region of Mishani Vare Psula Diday, Mishamech Lashiruhu, Chema Truma Tumea, Shreeman and Srafim, yeah. This was a Kochim, this was a Truma. The Kemish is Shreif Fosa Mitzvah, Shreif Kaima Yisru, He Bechol Anosha Bola, Chutzman Anena, Boba Shah Shreif, Anosha Bura Shove, Chutus of Mech Lashiruhu, Mishamachi Postle, Afal P, Sheyesh Bodin Mamen, yeah. Oh. Problem is, why? It's Lachem, says the Heli Rabban. V'yaf al-gav de karina be'lachem, de mamonahu, u'beis tilu machshirim, v'dal chathchil mashun diboy mafkul en nechse, yavioni, ho betev al-gav lo yitol v'natul kosher, hul yachakogam beis shamay, katoni demay, avavadai, maestu sheni b'yushalayim, yom sheni kosher, I feel the Rav Meir. Therefore it says, esruk shol maestu sheni, the Rav Meir, en onam yonzu v'echav asa b'yom tev, Amal Cholamoid Yotzebo Lefichach Lohomu and other Mosu Bechavoso Bechag in Amistan, but only be Yomtiv. So writes the Ramban. So writes the Ramban. Wow. Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating. Oh. Good. Narabosai. What happens if a person? Let's take a look at the Ran. I think I put the Ran in the Mamakom too. Did I put it? Is the Ran here? No, I didn't put it here. Should have put it here. Okay. I put the Ritva on it, but the Ritva is the same as the Ran. Since everyone has the Ran, we should turn to the Ran. The Ran should be on page Mem Zayin. Okay, let's take a look together. Says the Ran, it's the, it says Sheldamai. Ulchuliyama, it's the narrow lines on the right side. Ulchuliyama, betevel goma yosuva, beyom rishin, ala mishim, the tana lotani, ala mad apostle, I feel beyom sheni, shel Torah, lotana tevel. The alpha gav, the tana, the mai, the beishamai, shem psul, ala beyom rishin, tana lo kopi, the beishamai, kene beisil, machshirin, feel beyom rishin, the chem karina bein. Migudi boy mafke nichse avioni. Avol Ramban said Michel Tevel Karina Belachem came to Yochol the Salak at Koyim Valevi Viesuk the Amo Shiafra Shalzeh. Tevel Kahid, it says in Brahma Basra. I can take, I have an estrig, right? And the Koyim has a chelik in this estrig. No problem. I'll take a different estrig. Be mafish on the other estrig on this estrig, and this estrig is totally mine. Says Ramban, ain't in a boratli. The estrig shall achin shiny. The came of the datayu shekolecha yitol ezemenach trogum sheyirtza liatzmo havalei kedidei avol tevel came and she also be ad sheyafresh al mimokom acher shunot lo latzesbo iyef shalomar the levi didei kashem sheyef shalomar. What's where's the word missing? Be estrog achim. Okay, that's what the Ran says. That's the Ran says. Okay. Fine. Halacha lemaisa, Rabosai. What lemaisa sheni? We don't have this man azeh. We can't eat it. But what does it say? Lo yitl b'shalayim v'imnot l'kosher. Why? Tikashalohu tikasavi rabbonon maisa sheni momen bailemu. Watch what he says. Look what he says now. This is an unbelievable line in the Ran. V'hu adinami chutzli rishalayim v'imnot l'kosher. Why? Can't eat it there. To royal achilu b'rishalayim. Ela the revu satanale da filu bi rishalayim lechatchila lo. Wow, we as the Ran says, da filu bi rishalayim lechatchila lo. But Yotzi Chutzli Rishalayim as well. Is that true? Does everyone agree? What does Rashi say? So I asked him to see the Ritva on this. He talks about it. Can I read it to you? Also the on the Maramakomas, these ideas, fascinating. Okay. Shemai says, Shane Bishalaim, Lahitl, the Minotal Kosher, Pirish Karabonim, the Savi Maschen Bam Hedru, Afal Pisha came and Shenichos Yishalaim, Eno Rashar Lifdoso. What's it saying? You can't be pulled in anymore. Lachem Karina Bey, Vyotu Afilion Rishon. Watch this now. The Koshkein called him Shenichos Yerushalayim Shiach Leftos Lenod Lo Yotzo Lechat Chila. According to the Ran Lechadish Yotzo, even in Yerushalayim, even what again? Fakir. Even what? Even in Yerushalayim Lechat Chila. Lo. He says the Chiddush is that Yotzo in Yerushalayim, even though you can't be poted, the opposite of the Ran. That which way the the Koshkein or the Kavachom is going. But as far as the idea that you can be Yod Chutzli Mishalayim, which is common to both the Ritva and the Ran, they both say so. Does everyone agree? Here, footnote 77. He quotes Rashi on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah. They both said, on the Mishnah. Allah Medal Ahmed Beis. Disagrees with both the Ritva and the Ran. Rashi on the Mishnah says, Yerushalayim Shikshera Lachilas Meiser Sheni. One second. Whoa, where's another Rashi? Where's the right to Rashi? Vimnot al kosher Shereyesh Boheter Achila Abuchutz Yerushalayim Lo Telachem Ksim Varor Lachem. Hey, it's a machlokes. Is this Varor Lachem? It is Roy in Yerushalayim, but you're now in Tel Aviv. Yotze, not Yotze. Machlokos Rashi against the Ran and the Ritva. That's a fascinating machlokos. Machlokos is the only Rishonim. Wow. Wow. According to Rashi, it's Mechus of Maisa. It's not considered Roy Lachilim. The others disagree. Wow. Amazing. What does the Rambam say about all of this? Take a look at the Rambam. Do you have Rambam yet today? No. See, yeah, she is almost over. If I finally have to come to the Rambam. What does Rambam have to say about all this?
Why doesn't Mr. Shane follow the same principle as divine? If I could.
Right. Yeah, I could go to Yerushalayim. Right. It should be like divine. That's what the other spokes say. Same as I could give away my money, so I could. So my Rebbe has that cash. You look on the Rishimas. The Rebbe said, Demai is not a chefta of macholas asuris. The fact that it's mutter for an ani in these circumstances means it's just a chumah they put up on you. But Master Sheni Chutzli Yerushalayim, according to Rashi, right now it's intended to be a macholas asuris. My Rebbe also said, this is very controversial, it's in the Rishimas. I can't go into that because we said we're not going to go into Shemitah. But just for 1 minute, we're not learning it, at least for 1 minute we'll hear about it, that the Satmar Rebbe said, he wrote three tshuvas. It's called Kuntras Sholos Tshuvas. Came out in the 50s. And he said, I never wrote three tshuvas because of Chasam Sovas. You never write about more than two tshuvas on the same topic. You write, they rebut, you write back. That's it, no more. Made an exception. Because of Lezer Kahanov, who was a Rebbe Shiva Tarvadas, responded twice to him. He made an exception, but the Shemit, that's right. So he was, Eretz Yisrael, the Gesrug Meshmit, no. It's awesome. And there was a question whether the Mechir was good, Rav Moshe or the Tshuva. Rav Moshe said that was a Talmud Rav Mishnah. He said, go to Lador. He said he was so anti-Tzioni. He said he was, and my Rebbe kicked in his heart. Well, I can't go into it now. You'll just look at the sugyas and the topic that we're skipping. we skipped already. We already skipped in past tense. There's a shamach leikas, an esrik ha-meshumar, which means an esrik which was watched illegally. It's supposed to be mafkir. We'll see you next 2 weeks in the parsha. This is Achimos. It comes Emor, it comes Bahar. Yeah. It's supposed to be Rashi. Minashomer is a problem. The machlokas aposka was it awesome, but the Eved or not. My Rebbe said a chiddush that even if you'll say that Yisrael Meshumer, it's not macholas as suits. This is brisk. It's not, you can't, you're not going to eat it. No, you're not going to eat the ma either. The ma is not macholas as suits, nor is Meshumer, according to the Rabbi, the Tamo asks it. Many Rishonim say it's mutter. Even if it's usher, it's usher because it's demonstrating bias. It's not a macholas as suits as such. A lum de shavart. What is happening, Rebbe, was wrong. A bunch of technical reasons why the Satmar was wrong. Not going through it right now. Just remind myself based on your cash. Okay, so you got a little taste. Okay, that's as far as we got a taste. Back to the Rambam. What do you say about this? Halacha tes. Okay. Mumin, Gezel, Gneva. It's okay on the chain. Apaslonus, Mishma Voda Zara, Mishma Osu, Osu Bachila. It's possible Bashar Yomim as well. Why? Frekt Rabbeinu Manoach. Frekt Rabbeinu Manoach. Where is he? Frekt Rabbeinu Manoach. If the whole drush is from Lachem, what did Balamor say? Balamor said after the first day, it's okay. It's the only Lachem anymore. That's his kash against the Rambam. So over the Torah Talmud, the Bishop of Pasim Shemavod Azorach, do some Shir. Fine. But Kulu, the others, Achosa, Milachem Chazin on Easter, came and able to head to Rachil, or did Mom and Lomiko Lachem. Came with the Lachem Chazin, and Lobi Shayamim, how the member of the Ksharin, he blibes by Akasha. What a great Kasha. What a great Kasha. Says the Magen Avraham, open up Tav Resh Mem Tesif Katan Chav. Tav Resh Mem Tesif Katan Chav. Okay, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Osu Esrik Osu Bachila. Yes. The apostle all 7 days. Mechav. Okay. Good. Says the Magen Avraham. Sfira the Afal Pish and Mutar Bano came and also Bachila apostle called Zion. That's because of a Toysvis. That's why I'm like, hey. Lovely time. I got a lulav shal avonos kachovim. Shal mech the shiur. Tape lay. Shem bo din momen. Tirit sa mechav. But ma shakosav. Shal osu esrug. Osu bachila. Kolomar. Tavka gabe esrug. Came and shiur lachila. But lulav is not edible. Umash apostle calls Zion. Oh, he's asking the kasha implicitly. Why is the apostle called Zion? Look at Machta Shek. He grew for kasha. Lulav is really not sure. The mother in the head of the apostle called Zion. For the meaning of the head of the apostle called Zion. Lachem yom yishin tzid. The rabbi Manoah's kasha. Hainu. Shero chazal le osro. Kema shapsul begum for esro. Kamosha kosu tosu v'resha perk. Chof Testament base. What does that mean? The Mehai Taima Pasina Hodor calls Ayin. Very nice. But the Mechava didn't Pasel Hodor calls Ayin. Very nice, Teret. If Tosus is right. But the Mechava is against Tosus. The Mechava says that Hodor does not Pasel all Ayin. The Farish. It's in the Rambam as well. It's a Mum. It's only the first day. So this terrace ain't going to work. According to the Rambam. It's a very nice, beautiful terrace in Magen Avraham. But it's not going to work according to the Rambam. It just won't work. It won't work. Says the Prima Godim, you're right. It's not going to work. So what's the right terrace? What's the right terrace in the Prima Godim? Look inside. Look what he says. Watch.
What's happened?
Where is it? How come I can't find it? It's here. The real answer is the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos that we saw. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says it's not a pre-etada. Somewhere in here. Somewhere in here. He says the Rambam is based upon the Pirush Mishnayos. It's not a pre. You can't eat it. Can you find it for me? Can't find it. That last was here. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Somewhere here, the Rambam says that the pshat is, it's based on, it's not a pre. Can't be based on the Magen Avraham Teretz. He passes that against. You found it?
It's towards the end.
Towards the end, no wonder.
Much towards the end.
Much towards the end. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Very, thank you. The very, very end. Okay? Yesh Loma, the Kol Shein Royal Ochlo. Me might be pre. Osi Shabbat the pasuk calls Ayin love preu. That's the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam. Let's quote the Pirush Mishnayos somewhere before that. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made it on his own. Oh, I'm Pirush Mishnayos. Oh, that's what the Rambam called. That's what I told you to thought. I didn't say I didn't look at my own. See if I would look at my own sheet, I would see. Ayin Pirush Mishnayos. He says not a pre. That's the real answer. That's the real answer, Rabbi Osai. That's the answer. That is the answer. That's what it is. That's the answer. Fine. One final point I want to discuss a little bit as time allows. It's a fascinating thing. Ebosai, do you own Isuri Hana? Do you or don't you? I'm asking a question. Do you own Isuri Hana or don't you own Isuri Hana? We're going through the sukkahs here right now. Right? What do you say? Is it yours? Is it not yours? Tevel is mine, right? That could be Yotze. But the Ritva says no. I said one last Ritva, and then we're going to go from there as time allows. I ask you to see this Ritva also. Listen carefully. Watch. Aval Pisha. Maisa Shani Bigvulin. What did Ritva say? Koshka Bigvulin, we saw before. Uvigvulin, how are you Osir Bahano? Maisa Shani Bigvulin is Osir Bahano, and it's still called Lochem. Now I would have said, you know why? As you said, because I can move it to Yerushalayim. But they don't seem to be going with that Mahalach. So here, once again, we bring back for our, I think finale. Ktos. I think it's a pro we end with the Ktos and the Sivus on these matters because it's we spent so much time on them this week and they're such giants that we don't learn the Zikin, you don't know what they have to say, so it's a shame. But let's just see. Okay. Let's just see. Simen Tov Vov Sivkot and Beis. It's the very end of the Ktos. Watch this. Isuri Hana. Can I be mafkir Isuri Hana? No. We're still holding on to Pesach, Rabbi Osai. We're still trying to hold on to it. Tav Zayinim and Aleph. Nevatli b'shis? No. Mekadosh b'sheisho sumala en kichoshin l'kidushin. Alma ein lebailam shum koach lehafkir achash neser b'hana. Quotes the Ritva, he calls him the Rashba. In Sukkot Aflamet Hay, Esrik Shil Orla. Wait a second. What does he say? Esrik Shil Orla, Choshev Lachem, Ubishim the Isbe, Bailin, Afal Gav, the Yosef Bahana. So you have a Bailin. You have a Bailin. So by definition, it's Lachem. The Chasam Sofa says the Rambam required the word pre. Means that it's considered to be lachem. the Magen Avraham requires over the Sreifa because it's considered to be Lechem. What do you do with the Gemara in Pesachim? Says the Ksos, why can't you be Mafid? You know why it's Lechem? You know what he says? It's Eino Bishuso. The Gemara's Lashon is Shnei Dvarim Eino Bishuso Shaladam. It's Shalov Alor Bishuso. As the Ksos, Shalov Alor Bishuso, you cannot be Makdashit. Okay, fine. Shalom and Bashusa. Okay, so we're going to equate all these Suriyano, but we're going to say that it's Shalom, but you can't be Makna because it's Ana Bashusa. It's not in your control because it's Osabana. The Chasam Sofer, to be honest, says Chometz is unique. Chometz, you're required to burn it instantly. Tashbisu. All other Yisurano, I can keep it as long as I want. Just put it aside. Okay. But now, here in the footnotes, we're not finished the footnotes yet, he calls the Rashba, it's really the Ritva. Okay. Fine. He quotes over here in the footnote that the Avnei Meluim says that according to the Ritva and Kiddushin, Yisuri Hano has no Bailam at all. What's going on? Steering the Ritva. He quotes over here the answer from the Kilas Yaakov in the Dorah, Stipler. When Baba Kamad of Ayin Aleph and Beis says, Shor HaNisko is called Yisur HaNo, the Lav the Morei Katobach. Pasha Bami is not yours. So what's going to be? He says, no. Eshe Ein HaShav HaKlum. It really is yours according to the Tzos. This is Shani Bashuso. Lalamar means it's not worth anything. A different interpretation. Fascinating. But I cannot end this shiur without a little bit of some current events. When I talk about the parasha, I talk about current events. Current events? Yes. Current events in the world of Allah. Has anyone ever heard of current events in the world of Allah? Well, Allah has put something out. That's the current events. Because I was discussing this issue with you about the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, you cannot be mevatel after it's asa v'ano, according to Torah, it's bitul b'din hefker. Okay, so you can't be mafker; it's not yours. Those are the Shabbos that God of Rosh Hashanah gave. I was talking about this very nekuda. It's not yours. You can't be mafker it. You can't sell it. That's what we're talking about the stocks. It's not in b'shus. It's not your control. A whole discussion. Fine. How did this come up in today's world? Well, today, what happened today? Watch this. There's another ktsos. A ktsos and simon resh yud aleph sif kot and dalet. I'll show it to you. This one I got to show you. You're probably wondering, how does this have to do with anything? How can a ktsos, an arcane ktsos, resh yud aleph, have anything to do with real life? Watch. This, the Ktsos and the Bach seems to be completely arcane, has nothing to do with anything. Hefke medava sheni b'shusa alkozah b'shuvas ha-Bach, it works. Why? Hefke is midin the Dorim. Okay. Well, it's a Mishnah Rashi increases. Hanoz kach haver sheni shalo yev shibo once mevatel matana. He said, Hefker, it works. I'm a diochal hafka, I feel the Lord do a dine in the shuso. Psh. Ain't no near as wrong. The Vadek Shem Shen Yochal Akdash Lahak knows. Kai Name and Yochal Hafka, the Mashen of Shul. Some of Fusha Gemara. Baba Kamad of Samach Tess. Snu and Ravdosa Madabarechan. Snu and Odamorin. Ravdosa says, Kosha Lokta Nimia Hefker. Vula Hedja. The Mother Sphere, the Ain of the Yochalak Shabbashan Bishuso. right? Svirle, and yochal hafkir. Utsnu and the sabbat of makash tava shene b'shuso. They have a sum of dosis, they're the same thing. If hafkir works with tava shene b'shuso, so Rav Dos has nothing to do with snuin. Is that bar before shigamar? So he said the Bach is wrong. Okay, so the Bach is wrong. Bach is wrong. Who cares if the Bach is right or wrong? Manafka mina in today's world. So I want to show you, I just got yesterday, a tshuva, which quotes this machlokes. The tshuva is written by Rav Menachem Mendelstein Rovitz, Av Bezin of Milwaukee. Listen to this. A real live person, his name is Aleph Samach. They don't give the rest, they don't want the masculine entity. He has a Jewish man with a non-Jewish wife. They became coming close to Yiddish guy. And she wants to be Mizgayim. The problem is Aleph Samach is a mamzer. His grandmother married Orthodox and left her husband out of get. Had this one guy's father. He's a mamzer gum. No, an easy way out. You call him mamzerim leitor. It's a mishnah. Yeah, no problem. Shifcha, squad in Shulchan Aruch. Shifcha. Hold on, page one. Watch this. You know, more than 50 years ago, there were two mechutonim who fought this out. Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss. Minchas Yitzchak, and his mechutin, Rav Mordechai Yaakov Breish, Chelkas Yaakov. Minchas says you can't do it nowadays. You know why? You can't own it. There's no slaves. It's Abraham Lincoln. Even Sudan recently asked the Abdus. Recently, nowhere in the world. Yeah. So his mechutin said, "Come on, they don't care about this." Anyway, no, can't do it. This is a machlokes Rav Moshe and my Rebbe. Rav Moshe said it's okay, like the Chelkas Yaakov, and my Rebbe is like a Michas Yitzchak. Come on, no slavery. So he comes to Hamtzah Chadasha. I told you current events in Halacha. What's current events? We're only being anti the Machusa. Everyone's going to say it's good. Why? All the Malchus cares about is a Kenyan moment. You know, if you ever learn Kiddushin, you may know that the Kenyan Mammon and the Kenyan Isser. So, Rabbi said, Robert suggests have a Kenyan Isser, not Kenyan Mammon. Only problem is, you can't do that. What are we trying to do over here? That this Aleph Samach should acquire his wife as a Shivcha. Very dick. Any kids that have will be Avodah Shvach. So you can be Meshachah, then they'll be Kosher. That's the Mishnah. But how do you do it? Logistically. That's a Michas Kasha. You already thought of this already, the Mechut thought of this. Let Liknot Shivcha Rakla Abdus Satash Mishamita, Lola Shem Shar Abdus to Shevis. Lo Ava Kinyan Aguf. Won't work. Oh, the answer is Hefker. You pass it, you have a little git in there. Mafkir Avda Yotzel Lacheris, Pitzorah Get Shivcha. Great. What does that mean? Hefka knocks out the Kenyan moment. Knees is still there. And therefore you need a Shtar Shechur. Rabba Kohen still eat Truma. Krisus Av Chavdalet. Mutta B'Shivcha. Toys getting enough men. What a great idea. Problem is, great idea. Acquire. He should have her a full shivcha and be mafker. Problem is, you can't do that. Because they asked it after us. So you're stuck. Says the Heiliger of Sandrovic Shalita. This is, I'm getting to the end of the tshuva. Kodem sha'odom kone also the shivcha yafkira. Huh? Shemiyad sheyikno sa yochol hefker. Doesn't work. Yeah. Av the Bach. The Bach! This bach that we thought is an arcane lying somewhere in dust, a chuvas habach, Rabbi Sanderov dusted it off. He's going to be mafkir the woman before he ever buys her, and it works according to the bach. Eidik Tosas is wrong. That's why I want to show the Tosas in the bach. You think this is ancient history? It's current events. Rabbi's supposed to be current events. That they were supposed to be. I'm talking about current events. This is halacha l'maaseh. I was asking my haskama that it's psak. It says like this. The Nesivis defends the Bach. Now we got to see the Nesivis. Ha ha! It's unbelievable. The Ksaris and Nesivis were fighting it out 200 years ago. Who would think that 200 years later, their fight is going to be relevant to our discussion? Who would think it? Look at this. Quotes the Bach, the Ksos, Lo Koshemidi. You know, he reinterprets the Bach, sort of. You know, it's like we had before, the Chassam Sofer reinterpreted Rabbi Avigdor, you know, and he interpreted the Urayim. Okay, but so what? The Bach, without the original, has a couple of different strands. Look what he jumps on. The Vare Moda HaBach B'Zman She'adova Hu Einu B'Shuso Ein Hefkechal. For sure not. Tokosav Zelenin Bitl Chometz K'shemavadal K'sheyiz Chometz. That's his context. K'shu Kvar Chometz Vare Moda HaBach Dine Bitl Mowel Shas Arucha, right? Ebiot Levatel. That's all Gemara, right? Shas Shishis. It can't be Mavatel. That's how we got started with this whole discussion. The Ktsos and Tavav, right? With our Sugi, with the Ritva. That's how we got started to this. Lechein Hodel Babakama Gamkein, and Amol Hefkin Kshu Bikvar Biara Gazlan. That's the case of Snuin and Rabbi Dosa Mudavarech. What did Bach say? Imavatel Atfuol Kshayis Chamet. So Yava Bayeroya, the Chometz and the Bishuso, Rachmana Uke Bishuso, the Cave and the Mahane Agilu Das Konim Pesach, Lomesh and the Rose of the Mashi is Zika Lo Rachmana Chometz of Pesach, Hokonam Mahani, Shome Konish and his Chametz, and he rose to the Mashi Zikani, Rachmana Bachomesh is Chametz, Amidu Bishusi, the Mali Konim Pesach, Konish is Chametz, Rafil Konish, your Tvua Chametzach, Yoda Yokoloma came a Shukonish, Amidu Rachmana Bishusi. He brings a raya from Croesus. Period. So what emerges from this? What emerges from this, something very fascinating. What emerges is that something which someone is going to give to me, Rabbi Osai, going to give me a gift. Someone's going to give me a gift. I can't do anything about it. When it's mine, I can't be mafker it. It's ain't a b'shus. The Bach is saying tzvius chametz, right? So I don't want to be called it. When can I not do it? Only something which is going to come to me automatically. There are two cases of something which comes to me automatically. One is a Yerusha. Oh, this is over here, Abosai, in the footnote. I'll read it to you. I want the Nesivis also, the fancy Nesivis. We'll end with this. Where are we? Reish Yud Aleph, is that correct? Reish Yud Aleph. Reish Yud Aleph. Says the Nesivis, oh, let's take a look over here. Let's read the end. Shuv lo koshe klal ma shiksa ksosa koshe. The davka me misalik asim bidava shiyava lacha kach me meilu lushuso lo mahani bidava shlo boliol lo moshen bishuso. Kagon, gives two examples. Shem misalik asim obi yerushas oviv, shushim me meilu. Chen me mavkir peris shiyavo mi dekel shalo. What's the classical case of dava shlo boliol? Right? Peres Dekel. So I can't be mafka because it's going to come to me automatically. Avalomar Yevshi Lizkos with Matona Shi Yizakali Acher. Who's an Acher? Somebody else. Krisus of Chavdalit. Or Chometz. Who's somebody else? The Torah. Shirachmana Nostal Vishus Lo Nichali Bamada Uki Rachmana Vishusi. So too, I don't want it be Shusi Shiyavole Olam when it's going to become Chometz. Aik says neder. After he said neder, he also threw in the other reason of Krisis Rav Dalet, Eyev Shibo, etc., etc., etc. It comes out, according to this, whatsoever Sanderovic says, he'll say in advance, I'm being mafkir, the Kenyan moment of this lady. Now, then when he acquires her, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that you acquire something, you have two things automatically, Kenyan moment and Kenyan Isser. Right. So then, yeah, but you have to acquire her. Since you have to acquire her, it's comparable not to the case of Peres Dekel or the case of Yerusha. No, it demands an acquisition. Whatever demands an acquisition, then the Nesivus defends the Bach. He says, beyond that, if the Ksos is right, he's like this. He says, Smichas Das. I'm not sure he's blunt, this is necessarily correct. He says, Eidem Shuz is Smichas Das. Oh. Then he says, this Hamsa, there's no Dina Mechus Dina problem. Either Mechas Yitzchak says it's a Harama, so what? It's a Kinyan Gama, like Mechiras Chametz. It's not even a Harama, he says, a really beautiful idea. When is it a Harama if you're Konish Lagami Keshivcha, for Kinyan Kisin Kinyan Mama, and you never Meshabit her? You know, you didn't really buy her. But if we're doing my trick, I have the hefka before. Make kora in the rakinian isser shabba. Kinister is also the shabbat ba. But vada kinah bekinian is a kinian gomer b'leiv shalim. No aroma. No aroma. They both want this. His last paragraph. We can't be a matter what you didn't find a doris or he showed it. No one did it beforehand. What do you mean, he says? Rab Tarfon's Mishnah couldn't be done in Europe. How could it be? You have to find a Mamza and a Shivcha both want to accept upon themselves Torah Mitzvah B'Lev Sholem. Otherwise, no Bez is going to get involved with this Shivcha. Right? So therefore, generally speaking, became a Mamza because his parents are very far from Yiddishkeit. I do Tshuva. They didn't have Tshuva in Europe. The Tshuva movement is a new thing, he says. They didn't have Shechiras Bali Tshuva like Mizman Hazeh. And Nochu is almost this guy to the boy? Also didn't have this in the old dead generations. Not a Pell, he didn't have it before. Nonetheless, heard of Moshe Feinstein was Matarit. Maybe that's the Uv that Rechel Kassel was referring to. And therefore he wants to suggest it. Rabbo Sai, current events. We'll stop here. Sunday we'll try to finish up these in Yonim. And Monday will be Numa Amakarmis. And I'm postponing the Bechina till after Shavuos. So the Chazar will figure out how to fit in somewhere.